all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, which I'm excited to say we're now airing 5 days a week. Once a week, you can still hear an interview with a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness on Spaceship Earth. But now, in addition to the weekly interview, on the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host Dalian taking questions from the audience, covering a bit of positive news, giving interpretations of a favorite quote to ponder, and you can hear us ranting about whatever other positive ponderings come to mind on that day. All right, all you positive heads, welcome to another daily podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, here with my co-host extraordinaire, Dalian. Hello, Dalian.
Hi there. I forget what greetings I've given you so far. I think I've given you hola and bonjour and
what else you got?
Oh, there's a new one.
What was it?
Guten Tag.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. That one's German, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think so. Pretty sure.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You're a man of many introductions. An yeah. International introducer.
Trying to keep it varied, right? And greet our, well, now German
audience. What will be next, folks? What will be next?
Keep me guessing.
Oh, so we are in November. I can't believe it's November. Haven't seen, maybe we should play November Rain as our outro. Now it's supposed to be music I really, really like. Are you really, really like? Yeah. Oh, that song's okay, actually, for an oldie, but there's no rain here in Southern California. It's supposed to be an awful, El Nino with a ton of rain. We've yet to see a drop, but I guess time will tell. Mm-hmm. We certainly need it.
Yeah, some of us are kind of expecting it, too.
Yeah. It should be... it would definitely be good. Much needed. So, yes. All right, to jump right into all things podcast related. As you guys know, I have been asking, begging, pleading for some good reviews on iTunes, as iTunes is the holy grail of all things podcasting in this Apple-filled world we live in. Good reviews and ratings on iTunes, are what help you with your rankings there. And I have someone who wrote a great review, and I thought, you know what? I should thank her or him, or that's good. They signed off the name Kayla. So Kayla, whoever you are, thank you for your wonderful review. That was really, really nice. I'm going to actually read it. It's great daily podcast. So happy it's 5 days a week now. Smiley face. I love listening every day at work, in the car, or on long drives, whether it be the everyday back and forth conversations between Brandon and Dalian sharing their experiences, or the wonderful guests they bring on to interview. This show is always enjoyable, stimulating, interesting, and fun. It is wonderful that it maintains an overall tone that can be enjoyed and relatable to anyone, no matter what point on their path they may be. They share stories and information that can be applied to any aspect of your life. It helps me personally, reminding me to exercise looking for the positives in the everyday challenges as well as my good fortunes. It has also helped in giving me the reassurance and support of the reality that we all are human and we all have our days where being positive comes easily and days where we're truly challenged. It has helped me to come up with new solutions for these challenges and to help me celebrate the small or large victories that most times is so easy for me to dismiss and look for problems. Although this podcast is not only about the individual journey, it also gives insight and simply cool information surrounding related topics, not only from the hosts, but from the incredible people they interview. At this point, I may just be redundant, but it's only coming from how I cannot support this podcast enough. The passion just goes in circles. Thank you, guys. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Kayla, thank you so much for that review. I hope some of you listening will be inspired to also leave a nice review. Maybe we'll read yours as well. And that sort of thing, just it can't tell you how far that goes in making us feel good about what we're doing. And I say it to Dalian all the time. Hey, if we're just helping a small handful of people, awesome. In this case, we're actually helping a lot of people because we've had such a spike in viewership actually in the last week with some one of our podcasts really kind of going viral out there a little bit with Marion Goodall, CEO, has been shared a whole bunch in the last few days. And we're actually dealing at 1,191 downloads and listens today. So that is definitely a new world record, or new Positive Head podcast record, not a world record. So yeah, we're super stoked on that. Super excited. Thank you guys all for, you know, everything that you're doing to support us and share us out there. Much, much appreciated.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's see where we're at here. You have a positive positive story of the day to share there, Mr. Dalian?
Positive story of the day.
And now for your positive story of the day.
Positive story of the day.
Yes. There's actually a couple of stories that are related, so I will briefly talk about both.
Cool.
But I found my way to a Time Magazine article on their website, actually, thanks to the story that I initially found on the website in5d.com, okay?
Okay.
So in5d featured a story about Wave X, okay? And Wave X is the name that certain people that are studying this phenomenon gave it, one of them being Dr. Simon Atkins, who is featured in the article. And, of course, who's talked about Wave X. Now, Wave X is, like I said, the name they're giving to what are basically cosmic rays, you could say, okay? These are actually, I believe, radio waves. And, well, generally, energy across the electromagnetic spectrum, okay? So this particular wave would be a definite pattern of energy that began reaching our planet in September, okay? So at the end of September, so little over a month ago.
Okay.
Now, the article that they reference in Time Magazine goes back to 2000. It's an article from 2013, so a couple years ago. But the article references events that began as far back as 2007 that astronomers and scientists began to observe in the cosmos. They began to find random massive bursts of radio waves.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 2007, this was a single massive burst that basically just came and went. Years later, in 2012, they found another one. So what was initially a single sort of freak occurrence happened again.
Repeated, yeah.
Right. And then all these years later, they're finally beginning to piece it together that these aren't random events, that it's actually something that's happening.
Okay.
Ongoing. Wow. An ongoing thing. So basically, scientists are now coming to the point where they're saying, okay, well, there's this phenomenon that we're just discovering. And that entails massive bursts of radio waves, and they're just beginning to research all this.
Wow.
Now, right. So it's basically a new form of energy that we really don't know anything about. And then the folks from the article in N5D are relating this to this phenomenon that they're calling Wave X.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that's all very interesting, of course, but the reason why I thought it was most interesting is that this seems to be related, Brandon, to energies that are reaching our planet now that have to do with tremendous healing and consciousness changing that is taking place, of course. One of the things that began in early August was this whole Lion's Gate convergence or alignment. I'm not sure what you would call it. But that was hailed as a major event concerning energies from the Sirius system.
Mm-hmm.
And this article doesn't explicitly link these things, but I think that they're related. Things like this Lionsgate thing from August 8th, my birthday actually, and now at the end of September, this Wave X thing that is now hitting us, it's reaching our planet. All these are really just part of a continuum of energies that have been reaching our planet for, of course, the last few years.
Right.
And that may have a physical or a scientific explanation, you could say, or link, cause, etc., but that seem to also have this profound spiritual sort of evolutionary implication.
Right. It's like a scientific explanation for what so many are feeling is happening on an energetic level, you know, as you said, and a spiritual energetic level. You know, almost everyone I know who is very sensitive to kind of the spiritual realm and spiritual awakening that almost everyone is in agreement is happening, or we feel is happening, or it seems to be happening, mm-hmm. you know, all around. I mean, it's, for me, it's so funny going to, you know, I've talked about it many times. You go to, you know, these transformational festivals, and spirituality is like the cool new thing, you know, with all people of all ages, you know, very, very young people. So it's, there's definitely some sort of movement afoot where it is, it's becoming more and more of a thing. And, having been on this path as long as I have, I can see a huge difference from 10 years ago or 15 years ago, or, you know, when I really started on my own spiritual journey and you as well, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, I love it when you get some science. I always say science and spirituality is totally like doing it right now. They're merging so much.
Absolutely.
And when you can see, okay, here's something that's happening, some kind of phenomenon, and we know that we're sensitive to, you know, all the energies that exist. We're, you know, women are sensitive to what the moon's doing. It's all connected. It's all, so if we're, if these waves are hitting our planet, it's, and you're an energetic, you know, electrical system, there's something, you know, there's something definitely happening at some level, whether infinitesimal and insignificant or dramatic and, you know, with far reaching implications. And when you can see what's happening, it implies the latter. So
exactly.
It's really, really cool when you see, you know, when you think about, and I've talked about it many times before, we're, you know, we're hurtling through the cosmos at a tremendous speed. We're entering a new realm of, it's kind of like if you imagine swimming through the ocean and you're swimming through the entire, across the entire ocean. Okay, you're entering a new region of this vast ocean, and maybe there's different life form here, different energy here, different water here, different, you know, things are different. So we're entering new areas of space. Who knows what we're going to find energetically, right? Mm-hmm. So it's,
that's so exciting when you say it like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good way to kind of look at it. It's the way I kind of envision it. As you, I love the illish, the animation that people, you should look up if you can. And I don't, maybe I'll have to find it again to figure out what the title is, but where it actually shows, here's what people think of the solar system and kind of what you were taught in school, and the stagnant sun with things spinning around it. But then you see the real version of what's happening, and it's, the sun is this, you know, just a ship flying through space at this fast speed, and we're just dragging behind it in its gravity and spinning around it at the same time. So it's more like, imagine, you know, a missile shooting through the air. That's what the sun's really doing, and you're just being dragged along with it as you rotate it. And it's, when you see a animation, there's an animation out there that's just so cool and compelling. It's like, oh wow, this is way different than the way it was showed to me in elementary school. You know, the stagnant ball with these stagnant things spinning around it. That's not at all how it is. We're entering new realms,
right? Or that rather sedate motion that they portray always. Yeah, like these lumbering celestial bodies just slowly drifting through space.
Exactly.
We're actually moving at hundreds of miles per hour. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, thousands. Uh-huh. I forget what it is. I want to say it's like, I'll have to look it up. I don't want to missay it, but it's vast, hundreds of thousands of miles an hour, or more. But all right. Well, that's a really cool, exciting story. I love when we can tie together spiritual concepts and ideas with the things that are happening and actually happening in science. So moving along here, that brings us to the positive pondering breakdown of the day.
Ah, excellent.
What you do is minuscule in comparison with what you choose to think, because your vibration is so much more powerful and so much more important. And that is a quote by Abraham Hicks. And I chose that one today because really some personal things that have been happening in my own world, dealing with personal hurdles and obstacle in one area of my life that I won't go into detail during this podcast for time's sake, but dealing with certain challenges and issues. And I realized as I was dealing with this particular issue that it had something to do with my own, you know, I always come back to, okay, this is an obstacle. This is a hurdle. What does it represent? What is it telling me about myself? Because that's always where I go within moments of any type of a life event, you know, especially if it's a quote unquote negative life event or a challenging life event. Your first reaction is to think, why is this happening to me? Or who did this to make it happen to me? And those sorts of things. Well, and I may go there for a few seconds at any given time when I have a challenging life event, but very quickly, based off the way I've trained my brain, is I'm looking at what have I done to create? How is this a reflection of my energy? Because, you know, what I do is minuscule in comparison with what I've thought and the vibration that I've offered. And the vibration that I've offered has attracted what's happened in my reality. And one of the things that I instantly could look at and see is that I have resonated to some degree with a scarcity mentality, you know, worried about there not being enough of something, worried that, you know, this can go for money, this can go for love, this can go for, I mean, you can having a scarcity mentality can go, you know, oftentimes it's a monetary related idea, but it can really be with all kinds of things, right? Relationships and fun in your life and, you know, a myriad of things. But I realized that I was having I definitely had been operating in a scarcity mentality to some degree pertaining to this particular, hurdle. And it was really interesting for me to get a note from the universe, what I've talked about before. If you guys go to tut.com, it's a really great site where you can sign up for Mike Dooley's the guy's name behind it. And you can sign up for his notes from the universe. He's written a book or coffee table book, and it's just a random note from the universe you can open up at any given time and day. And it's really interesting. Sometimes the notes that you'll get based off what you're going through. And sure enough, I get notes from the universe sent to my email. This morning I got this note from the universe. Impatience is a sign of hurrying. Hurrying is a sign of worrying. Worrying is a sign of fear. And fear is a sign, Brandon, that someone has temporarily forgotten that it's never too late to change their thoughts and therefore their things. Glad we could straighten that out, the universe. And it hit me like a ton of bricks because, as you know me very well, Dillian, I talk fast, I move fast, people eat with me and they're like, wow, you're already done. I've hardly had a bite. I'm kind of that hyper spazzy, you know, and energy at times. And it serves me so well.
It served you well.
It serves me really well, used in its proper context and proper in the proper way. But when it's coming from a sense of I'm hurrying because I'm worrying, you know, and I'm worrying because I'm fearful, and there's some of that underlying. It's not always in the present. It's not always on the forefront necessarily of my thought process, but it's something that I realized with this issue that was coming up. It's like, well, yeah, I can see where I've had a scarcity mentality underlying, not really, you know, and I talk about this stuff all the time. It's, you know, the reason I have this podcast is to talk to myself first and you guys second and remind myself of what I know theoretically. But when it comes to application, I'm still working this stuff out. And so it's a beautiful lesson to when something happens that even it mirrors, hey, You've slipped vibrationally in some way, and that's why you're getting this this result. But the good news is, as it says here, is you've just temporarily forgotten. It's never too late to change your thoughts and therefore the things that show up in your life. So it's really, on one hand, it's been a challenging, you know, 24 hours or so for me. On the other, I feel super empowered because what am I doing? I'm taking this challenge and I'm turning it into an opportunity for growth. And it's something else that we had earlier posted on, I believe on Facebook, on the Positive Head page. Another great quote was, something will grow from all you are going through, and it will be you. Mm-hmm. Something will grow from all you are going through, and it will be you.
Mm-hmm. That's a really excellent insight you've shared, Brandon, because it sounds like to me, and of course, I've been fortunate to be a part of your journey for a long time, but it sounds like to me that at some point during your life's journey, you figured out or decided or concluded that everything does reflect on you to some degree, and you've decided to look for that, whatever that is, even when it's challenging to do so.
Yeah.
So basically, like you said, of course, you've retrained your brain to think that way, but you've figured out something that, by my reckoning, is completely accurate. I mean, of course, other people may not see it that way, but I think that we all eventually come to realize that that's true,
right,
if we remain open to that as a possibility.
Right.
And what you're basically saying is, I choose to see this as true, and of course, I should choose to follow up on that knowledge by taking responsibility. That's the thing that's so awesome. Because, you know, at one point you said, okay, well, you know, even though it may not be the most comforting thing at times, even though it may really challenge me at times,
right,
I'm going to go ahead and just choose to do this as much as I can.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really, really great. And I see how it's, I can see how it's, you know, helped change your experience.
It's so easy to take a challenge and instantly get depressed or down or self-deprecating or blaming, victim mentality. How many people go that route? And once you start down this path of understanding, once you can understand what you do is minuscule in comparison with what you choose to think, because your vibration is so much more powerful, and so much more important. And it's like you all instantly know, okay, this is a vibrational reflection in some way. It's not about the chain of events that is physically happening. Those are the effect, not, you know, mm-hmm. not the cause of what's happening. They're effect of a vibration that I've offered at some point. And you, you know, as that note from the universe says, oh, the good news is you can turn it around at any given time. The universe has no shortage of ways or methods to deliver to you that which you seek. Ways you can think of and ways you can't. And we've all seen it. Think back as, you know, you guys that are listening to this, think back at a time where you were feeling really good about something and just for whatever reason, you were just in a good space. And then all of a sudden, something really good came out of left field that solved the problem or helped push you forward in some way and elevated your situation. It's the way it works. And so, you know, I love being able to have this podcast and do these daily podcasts for the purpose of as things arise in my own life, I just really want to share them and show, hey, here's where I'm stumbling. Here's where I'm strong. Here's where I'm learning. And we can kind of go through these sorts of things together. So if you're out there listening and you're struggling with, you know, a scarcity mentality, or you're hurrying, you eat your dinner really fast and you wake up in the morning. I can even think back on the last few weeks. I've woken up really early. I usually have no problem sleeping, but for the last few weeks, I've woken up really early, kind of like wired, like I got to go get stuff done. And when you have that kind of that non-relaxed, calm energy, as if it everything's going to be fine. Instead, I've got to accomplish. I've got to do things in order to cause results. It's you're doing it backwards, and that's been a big challenge for me personally. Is always trying. I'm such a doer, you know. And when you're always trying to do things to get results, instead of it's wild, really. When I think about it, even as I talk about it, to think how much I talk about creating things with my energy, and how I'm successful at it. A lot of times, but man, I still really slip a lot where it's like, I got to, you know, act externally when in overlooking my internal state. My internal state is one of slight unease or agitation or hurrying or, you know, worrying or, you know, fear. And a lot of times it's not even there at the very forefront of your mind. It's like, it's there buried underneath, but
right.
You start really paying attention and watching your energy. You can see when you're getting into, you know, in my case, it's like a semi-frantic energy that I'm resonating with. And the best thing that I can do is, and what I told myself today, and it's how I started my day, instead of getting up and diving straight into all the million things that I have to do and want to accomplish and get done, is I just went straight into a meditation, mm-hmm. you know, straight out and try and set the tone for the day. And it really makes a difference. So I encourage, you know, it's like the Osho quote we've quoted before. If meditate 20 minutes a day, unless you don't have time, meditate an hour.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what he's talking about, is people like me.
But it's so easy to think that way, Brandon, though, because we've all been conditioned, all of us. I mean, you've always been a much more energized person than me. I'm very laid back, but to be completely honest, as you know, I can suffer from being a procrastinator, right? I'm not as self-motivated as you are. And yet I realize that all of us, me, you, and just about everyone we know, we've all been conditioned. It's been drilled into our heads from the time we were young that in order to do the things that we want to do in life, be who we want to be, have what we want to have, we have to take action, right?
And do, of course, stuff. Do lots of stuff.
Yeah. And there's no one, you're not saying here, nor am I, that you shouldn't do that, right? We're not saying forget the action. Action is a necessary ingredient in the whole mix. But what you're getting at here, and I get this very clearly, is that when you're not coming from that place of confidence or stillness, that relaxed, confident attitude,
right.
Then you can offer all the action in the world and it's going to have very little effect.
Because your vibration, which is so much more powerful, as Abraham Hicks said, is saying something different. You're saying, I'm doing this thing in order to get this result. And meanwhile, you're offering a vibration of scarcity. What I need to achieve. I need to achieve. I need to get there. I need to accomplish goals. What if I don't make it? What if, you know, and when you're offering that kind of energy, that's, you're going to get a reflection of scarcity. You know, it's going to reflect back the vibration. So it's been a really powerful 24 hours for me to come up against some of these personal challenges, because to realize like totally causes me to reassess my vibration, and I'm thankful for it. And now I'm taking that, you know, I'm taking that challenge and I'm turning it into that lump of coal, and I'm turning it into a diamond with my perspective. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, I'm actually going to transmute the experience. And I have no doubt that this challenge will be overcome and it will lead to something much better and much brighter. And, you know, it's all growth.
Right. No, I will go ahead and say something real quick to circle back around to this awesome review that we got from Kayla, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they acknowledge how, of course, we all have, you know, harder days. There's days when everything just seems to come together very easily. But I think that we would really just be doing a disservice to our listeners if we adopted this kind of naive positive attitude, which I don't think we've ever had, by the way. But if you ever hear of something like this out there, perhaps you know people who are, you know, they say they're positive spiritual people, and they may be apt to gloss over anything negative. Of course, it's sort of a natural thing for us to want to get away from the negative, right? Want to move towards the positive. That makes all the sense in the world. But with a little bit of, you know, a few bumps and bruises along the path of life, I suppose, we learn to see that the negative has value, that it has something to show us.
Yeah.
And that it's very, you know, many times it's very inextricably linked to our desires. It's sort of the flip side of that, right? Our fears and our desires are really the same thing almost.
Yeah.
So it's so great that you're choosing to share this and to be open about it, because I think that our audience definitely benefits from us being real, as opposed to always trying to present this like one-sided positive view of anything, right?
Absolutely.
It's that meeting between the negative and the positives that really adds value to all of our lives.
Yeah, when you realize it's two sides of the same coin, and you know, for you to have a challenge implies that there's a solution right away, instantly. When you can start understanding that the challenges make the solutions have more meaning and give your life meaning, then you start to see a holistic approach to your life, not just, I've got to be positive, I've got to be positive, I've got to have only positive things. It's actually embracing the valleys as well as the peaks, and knowing that the peaks exist because of the valleys, and the valleys exist because of the peaks. And the more you can take and ride take the high from your peak and ride it through the valleys, you're going to bounce back even that much to higher peaks, mm-hmm. you know, and you just, I truly believe the art of living, the art of manifesting, it's like seeing, oh, here's a challenge. I could crumble over this challenge, or I could see it as a great opportunity in disguise. And now my job is to learn, grow from it, and transmute it with my energy and my acceptance. Is what you resist persists. What you embrace, you know, you move through. And so I think that's such a wonderful ongoing lesson. And it's something we'll circle back to time and time and time again. And that's something about this show too. You're going to hear, those of you who are tuning in and tuning in regularly, you're going to hear a lot of the same stuff over and over again, said in different ways. The guest will say it in a different way when I have interviews. You'll hear me probably repeat the same quotes or the same, you know, all kinds of things, because what is it? It's very similar to, I always say, taking in this information, there's a certain vibrational quality to this podcast when you're listening. And it's a high vibration, because we're talking about bettering yourself and understanding your life and comprehending the ultimate nature of reality and how that actually ties into your life experience. And when you're taking in that vibrational information, you're taking in the vibration as you listen to this. It's food. It's the same way of, you know, if you have a great meal, you're going to probably have that same meal many, many times. You know, it's not something that you just need to hear once. I know I've been on this journey for going on 20 years, and I'm still here. We're talking about my own challenges, my own struggle, and I'm teaching this stuff in a sense every day. Mm-hmm. As the quote I've said, you know, over and over again, we teach best what we most need to learn. I, you know, so I need to keep eating this vibrational food, you know, soul food, soul nourishment is what's happening here. And so that's going to, repetition is the key with a lot of it, you know, repeat, different ways, different angles, talk about what's happening as we move along our journeys together. And we want to hear from you guys too. We want to get some feedback from you. We want to hear about your story. Hearing a little bit from Kayla there was, you know, it goes so far, and it's so rewarding to hear that we're even helping, you know, spreading the positivity and helping in any small way, any one of you. Hearing that feedback, it helps so much. So if we really are adding some some positivity to your world, let us know. You have a question, let us know. We'd love to answer your questions. We'd love to have you guys be more intimately involved with what we're doing here, because we're not just doing this. It's all of ours, right?
Yeah. And it's for, exactly. It's for you. This podcast is for you. So yeah. Feel free to make use of it any way that you see fit.
Exactly. Exactly. So, well, guys, we're getting down to it here. It's getting kind of far along. We're trying to keep these as close to 30 minutes as possible. And we've been going over, and that's going to happen sometimes, especially with the way I can get on a tangent. Yep. But we're going to go ahead and wrap up for today. We thank you guys all for tuning in. Oh, we got some music that we want to leave you with. And you know what I thought? As at the top, I made the joke about November Rain. Well, not the biggest. November Rain's not my favorite song ever. I want to leave with something that I really love. And we mean daily and kind of take turns here. So I have an idea, a song that does talk about the rain. Since California needs the rain, and we've already talked about it, mm-hmm. there's a song called Paranoid Android by Radiohead. So a wonderful, amazing song. I saw them in Santa Barbara a few years ago, and part of the lyrics is talking about it raining down on, I forget exactly how the lyric goes, but rain down on me mm-hmm. Is what he says. And as he's saying rain down on me, it starts raining from the sky in Santa Barbara. And I'm like, are you kidding me? How did you make this happen? It was pretty phenomenal. So to go with our little rain theme today, no November rain, but we will give you some Paranoid Android by Radiohead. And until next time, remember, as long as you ain't dead, you're already positive ahead. Journey well, everyone.